Welcome to this week's edition of Outdoors Online, a weekly webcast produced by the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. I'm your host, Mike Anderson. My guest this week is Education Coordinator Brian Schaefer, who's in charge of boat and water safety here at the Game and Fish. Brian, we've got ice starting to form on some of these lakes. Tell me, how is the ice so far this year?
So far, it seems like it's doing a lot better than it was last year. Last year, we got a lot of snow in December after a real warm November, and that doesn't necessarily create the best ice early in the year. But this year, with the lack of snow and cold temperatures, and we're really starting to see a good foundation for our ice conditions this year. But we still need to take some precautions before heading out there to get after that early season ice fishing and late season hunting opportunities.
Sure. So what are some recommendations as far as ice thickness for people walking, driving?
Yep. We always recommend, you know, that no ice is safe ice, and that you really need to, you know, check the conditions every time you go out. Don't just, you know, see someone else out there and assume that, you know, the conditions are good, because they can change pretty rapidly this time of year. But as a general rule of thumb for walking out for, you know, hunting pheasants or muzzleloader deer season or whatever it may be, early season angling, we recommend 4 inches for people walking, roughly 8 for people that are with a snow machine or a ATV, and then over 1 foot for small trucks and cars. So,
how would an angler or a late season hunter know if it's good or bad ice?
Yep, we recommend that they take a chisel or an auger with them and check it as they go out until you've been out there a couple times, because conditions do change this time of year with different temperatures that occur during the day and evening. So it's just best to, as you go out, check it, you know, make sure you have solid ice all the way.
Sure, like cloudy ice, is that something that somebody should be worried about?
Yeah, cloudy ice isn't as strong as clear ice, and a lot of times that happens when you have snow or slush on the water before it freezes. So that good clear ice that you can see right through is always the strongest ice.
And then how about springs? You know, you may have a frozen body of water, and in the middle you see open water.
Yep, this time of year, your springs and, you know, other things are going to be keeping water open. That could be migratory birds. Large flocks of snow geese can keep water open later in the year. So you may have solid ice conditions out into a certain portion of the lake where there's springs or migratory birds. And so it's just really important not to just check ice one place and assume the whole lake is safe.
What kind of equipment, safety equipment, should people be carrying with when they're walking on?
Yep. The best thing is always have someone else with you and not be walking side by side. But we recommend that you have some ice picks around your neck, so if you do go in when you're by yourself, you're able to get out. And then if you're with someone else, to keep a throwable flotation device with some rope attached to it, so you're able to rescue the person you're with if you do go through.
Sure, and a chisel is good to kind of test that ice.
Yep, for sure. Just kind of check it as you go, because with a heavy chisel, you're able to punch through if you hit that weak spot.
And if somebody does go through, what should they do?
Always, you know, the first thing is, and it's really hard not to do, but don't panic. You need to become the rescuer yourself, try and get yourself out. And we recommend that you go out the way you came from, because you know the ice is safe in that direction. And then if you have the ice picks, drive those picks into the ice and start kicking with your legs to try and pull yourself up on the ice. When you do get up on the ice, roll away from the hole. Don't try and stand up right away, because there's a good chance it'll go back down through. So roll away from the hole in the direction you came from.
How about hypothermia setting in if you do fall through?
Yeah, that's a serious condition. If you are able to, you know, get yourself out or have someone get you out of the ice, out of the water, it's important that you get that person into dry clothes right away and into a warm vehicle or in a warm house. But don't consider yourself out of trouble yet. You should probably go get checked out by a medical professional. Just being exposed to that cold water can have effects after getting out of the water as well.
And people need to be aware that ice is never 100% safe.
Oh, for sure. Especially this time of year and late in the year, conditions can change rapidly. So it's always important to check it every time you go out.
A lot of good information. Thanks for joining me today, Brian.
Thank you.
Again, here are some recommendations for ice thickness. 2 inches or less, stay off the ice. 4 inches for walking on ice. 6 inches for a snowmobile or ATV. 8 to 12 inches for a small car. And 12 to 15 inches for a pickup. And remember, ice is never 100% safe. For Education Coordinator Brian Schaefer and the rest of the staff here at the Game and Fish Department, thanks for joining us for this week's Outdoors Online. We'll see you again next week.